Hey guys, it's Karina. I'm doing another voice blog. This one is on African Americans in Paris. The population of African Americans in Paris, France is a lot more than many people may think, and one may wonder, why is the population of blacks in Paris larger than other areas, and why Paris? Well, during World War I, many African Americans joined the military, the majority from the South, and around 200,000 were sent to Paris to help during the war, mostly loading and unloading on the docks. During their stay in Paris, African Americans experienced a huge difference in treatment from French soldiers and Parisians. In America, we know African Americans were slaves, and even after the 13th Amendment, Jim Crow was used to disenfranchise blacks, and they were limited in all aspects of life. Blacks weren't even allowed to look at a white person in the eye without the chance of being lynched. So imagine their surprise when they were being treated humanely by Parisians. After the war, many of the black GIs didn't want to go back to America, and many of them decided to stay in France. Paris saw the beginnings of black communities now emerging along with black culture that the French became fascinated with, and this brought life back into Paris. The Harlem Renaissance had just taken off in New York, and African-American musicians were bringing their talents with them to Paris, and Paris welcomed this jazz with open arms. The city of Montmartre became the center of the jazz community, with clubs like Le Grand Duc being managed by Eugene Boulard, Brick Tops. Many African-American singers and dancers began coming to Paris, like Josephine Baker, and not only was the jazz scene introduced to Paris, but art and writers like Langston Hughes and Richard Wright came to the city. I've listed some of their works in previous posts if you're interested in reading their works. Parisians love black culture. Now, although this was a huge movement for blacks, they still faced some racism. White Americans visiting Paris brought their racist attitudes from the States with them. They insulted blacks, even performers assaulted them at times. Now, the KKK was known to have tried and forced the French government to go by American standards of race, although they were not successful. Some minstrelsy from the U.S. was brought to Paris along with the stereotypes, but overall, the relationship between the French and African Americans was positive. Even interracial love affairs between Parisians and African Americans were accepted. This was a new sense of freedom for African Americans, escaping the racial discrimination in the United States, and they were able to achieve different levels of success. This lasted until the Nazi invasion in 1940 and the city was basically shut down. African Americans were no longer safe in Paris and many left back to the States. Although it was the end of the Jazz Age and black communities like Montmartre, it is one that will never be forgotten. So if you'd like to know more about the Jazz Age in Paris, I recommend Paris Noir by Tyler Stovall, and I'll also add the link on my Tumblr. Hope you enjoyed another voice post. Thanks for listening, guys.